Wednesday, September 9th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Reuters and the Associated Press both reported Monday that Green Plains Renewable Energy was closing two ethanol plants, the ones in Superior and Lakota, Iowa, and running Fairmont, Minnesota at half capacity. Tuesday there was a DTN headline, ethanol plants not closing. It sounds like reality is somewhere in the middle. While Green Plains Renewable Energy claims the plants are not closed, they have temporarily idled the Superior plant and have overall production cutbacks, unquote. That sounds more like a twist of words than a real difference in meaning. The DTN article said Green Plains Renewable Energy reported it was running at 76% to 80% of production capacity. They are reportedly looking for buyers for several plants, wishing to reduce debt. They've expanded very heavily into the cattle feeding industry, which is extremely capital intensive. They must believe that they can make more money in the beef industry than producing ethanol. The max yield corn bid in Superior, which is literally next door to the Green Plains Renewable Energy plant, posted a corn bid of $2.83 on Wednesday. So what they are essentially saying is that they cannot add value through ethanol production to $2.83 corn. Now, I realize this plant is not next to one of their feedlots, giving them an integrated market for their distiller's production, but if there's no ethanol margin in $2.83 corn to run an ethanol plant given the price of gasoline at the pump today, there is something very, very wrong here. Green Plains CEO Todd Becker brought up Trump's RIN waivers and delay in approving the vapor waivers. It seems to bother Becker that idling the plant was described as closing a plant, saying that they have not shut down any plants. He did confirm their intention that certain plants would be sold. An operating plant is likely easier to sell. I would assume that the plants for sale would be those not closely integrated with their feedlots. Why are they selling some of their ethanol production capacity? My answer to that question would likely be because they have no confidence in the Trump RFS and trade policies. If the RFS will not be enforced to support domestic production, more ethanol must be exported. The tariffs and trade war have damaged those prospects for both ethanol and distillers' grain exports. They are trying to get the heck out of Trump's way. Politico reported that the EPA was looking to grant still more RIN waivers. It is not just Green Plains plants that are rumored as idled. There are other rumors of plant shutdowns elsewhere. Becker said that Trump needs to defend this industry. I think that a better headline would have been, "Ethanol Industry Margins Ruined, Trump RFS and Tariff Policies to Blame." Or, "Trump Dilutes RFS with RIN Waivers, Lower Corn Prices Result." Those headlines are more accurate than the ones being used. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. U.S. and Canadian trade negotiators went back at it Wednesday. Canada says that the Trump trade negotiators have gotten more conciliatory on coming to a deal, including Canada in NAFTA. I think the exception will be the milk tariffs because Trump set the bar on that and the optics make concession unlikely. Trudeau will have to figure that one out. Trump can give on things like Canadian cultural protections that no one sees. He needs Canada included to get Congress to agree to it. He has got such chaos to deal with all over the place. He needs to make some peace here at home over NAFTA to have something that he can call a win. Remember winning? China is following through with their tit-for-tat imposition of tariffs at a rate of 5 to 10% on $60 billion in U.S. imports. Trump told them not to retaliate to his latest round of tariffs on $200 billion of their exports to the United States, or he would start the process for tariffs on the rest of their exports to the U.S., $267 billion. They did not comply, so the tit-for-tat tariff exchange will continue to escalate. China will run out of U.S. imports to impose tariffs on first, so will resort to other types of trade sanctions. China has the position that new tariff impositions have to stop prior to talks. I guess they're at least not arguing over the size and shape of the table, but it's hard to get everybody around one given those circumstances. Lower prices are supposed to cure lower prices, but we need market access for the market to work. The USDA was able to offset all but 90 million bushel of the increase in corn production in the September report on the demand side of the balance sheet. We do not have the full market access to export markets for corn in the European Union and China that we should have, but U.S. corn is competitive to grow demand from the market access that we do have. It is much less so in soybeans. Most of the increase in soybean production in the September report went right to the carryover as market access is more restricted by the nuances of the trade war. Rumors of soybean sales to Argentina lifted the soybean market Wednesday. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.